We welcome you into the studio. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Eagles wide receiver Torrey Smith. A conversation brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Torrey, we've come to the season here, right? All the seasons like this to this moment where the Eagles one win away from having home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. Do you think about the season in perspective ever?
I think it's hard not to. For us, we're in the position we are because we worked for it. We earned it, and it's been a long journey. So this is the time of the year where it matters the most. So and to know that we're in great position here, that we have the opportunity to control, you know, our own destiny in terms of playing at home, that's a huge advantage for us right now and great motivation as well.
It matters the most now, but yet it's also the time when you're physically you're most exhausted, yeah. Mentally you're most exhausted. How do you keep your edge?
You remember what you're playing for. You know, I'm a firm believer in there's one winner and 31 losers every year. So we're in a great position right now to where, you know, we can play through the link. And with that cold air and, you know, those fans going crazy, it's great motivation. And, you know, you can see it.
Has winning a Super Bowl helped you prepare for this moment?
Absolutely. You know, you break up the season in the quarters, and now that you're in the last one, things are kind of positioned differently. And we kind of know where we stand, but it's all focused towards the one thing, and that's getting healthy, which Coach is definitely helping us do, and, you know, try to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward.
All this cutting back the practice week, does it help restore energy, renew energy, bring your legs back?
Absolutely. You know, for us, especially being a team that down the year, we've been grinding all year. It's been a lot of – that's NFL season. It's very physical, and we've had the opportunity to – again, take care of business early, so we kind of have the opportunity now to wind back a little bit. And it doesn't mean you're relaxing. You know, it just means you're walking through a little bit more. Things that we've done in the past that we're very comfortable with, you know, we're slowing the tempo down on those things, and we're still getting the fast reps in when we need it. So, for, you know, I can only speak for myself and my legs, but I know it's huge for the big guys up front.
Torrey, this season, I mean, it's been an incredible success. One more win, the Eagles equal their franchise record for most wins in a season, which you don't think about because you're here first time right now. Do you think it's been the best season of your football career as a team?
Well, I think
to this moment, I didn't want a Super Bowl. Yeah, at the end.
I know. Like I said, it can be a huge waste if we don't take care of business. But I think for me personally, it's probably the most special year that I've been a part of because of the ups and downs. Because of the injuries, the great men that we've lost, and the type of men in this locker room, and this team hasn't flinched at all, hasn't blinked. No one's ever been worried. We've always been pressing forward. So to be a part of this and to see the type of passion that's in this city right now, the excitement, and just the energy in general, when you walk into the link, like there's nothing like this right here.
But why haven't you flinched? Why haven't you buckled from all of these losses?
I think that's the character of the team. That's the makeup. I think that's kind of the guys who they brought in and the type of leadership that we have. You know, and obviously that's from the top down. So you can see it. And I've always said as soon as I came here after my first week, like this is what it's supposed to look like. And we have all the tools and to kind of see the season go and progress, the highs and the lows, how we've been able to balance things, how we've struggled but fought back. And that's huge for the character of your team. And, again, it just fits.
Do you feel like you and Nick are where you want to be, given very few reps over the weeks here? How have you developed that chemistry, and how do you feel about it going forward here?
Yeah, I think for us, we're lucky to have a guy like Foles on the team, a guy who's played a lot of great football and played in a lot of important games. And we're also lucky that we're able to take care of business early, to whereas now we're out here to win, again, to try to take care of business and play at home. But we've already know right now we have a bye week, so you're looking at potentially an extra 3 weeks of practice, which is almost like a camp, to whereas we'll be able to get more reps in with Foles, so that'll come. And, you know, he came out the gate with 4 TDs, so it wasn't amazing. Bad at all.
Amazing. The offense did not skip a beat. Did you feel like that?
I feel like that. You know, I think we could have been a lot cleaner in some areas, but overall, in terms of execution, and I can see even more this week. It's just the communications. Nick's even more comfortable than he was last week, which says a lot. But for us, again, it's always just pressing forward.
Torrey, in Denver, in Seattle, in New Orleans, they talk about home field advantage. I'm on the sidelines for games at Lincoln Financial Field. I think it's really loud. I think people should talk about Lincoln Financial Field as a home field advantage. Do you agree that, as you've mentioned many times here in the last couple of minutes, the energy level is such that it's among the best in the league?
Absolutely. I know other teams feel it as well. I know from the other side. So I'm telling you it's real. And to be on the, you know, on the right side of it right now, there's nothing like it. I mean, to have that noise, the weather, and people are going to be there all day, and you're going to hear that crowd all day. So it's tough for offenses and their communication, and it's huge for us when we're doing the things that we're supposed to do to have that backing as well.
What has Doug Peterson been saying to the team this week?
Commit for this week.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Just staying on the process. We just continue to grind. We've been able to, last week we weren't as clean as we wanted to be, but we were able to win, which is ultimately the number one goal. And so for us, we know what's on the line. We had to take care of business, and you know, we'll know the case will be, you know, going into it. But our approach is just to go out there, put our best foot forward, and take care of business.
How is playing on Christmas night not a distraction?
Because we're trying to get home field advantage.
Are you able to celebrate? You have time
absolutely,
with your family too, right?
Absolutely.
I think is very cool.
Yeah, I think it's awesome the way he built the schedule. So I'll be there with my boys. I'll be able to see him open a couple of gifts, and I'll be right over there at the facility ready to roll because, again, we're playing for something. This is why you play the game, for the times like this when it matters the most. So to be relevant as a team and to have a chance to win it all. So we're continuing to fight, and there's no backing down right now.
And you can appreciate it because you've been in situations where you have been at this point in the season and there hasn't been anything really out there to grasp as a team.
Absolutely. I mean, opportunities like this doesn't happen every year. I know you see the New England Patriots of the world and you think this is how it's supposed to be all the time. It's not that way. This is the NFL. It's hard to win a single game. So to be in this position, again, with all the losses and adversity that we've had as a team, it's special. And to continue that, it means even more. So we just have to continue to keep our hard hats on and keep pressing forward.
Good stuff. Torrey Smith, give him heck on Christmas night. All right, go after the Oakland Raiders. Torrey Smith in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.